Live and local.
Across the city.
And South Cambridgeshire.
This is Neil Whiteside.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Okay, well, cast your mind back to September and that wonderful opportunity we had to do the Bridge the Gap walk the way it was always intended, the way it should be, in person, wandering through the gardens of those wonderful Cambridge colleges and at the same time raising money, hopefully, for two of our favourite charities here in Cambridge, the Arthur Rank Hospice Charity and Romsey Mill. Now, They finished counting the coppers, and I'm joined on the line not only by Sharon Allen, who's the CEO of the Arthur Rank Hospice Charity, not only by Neil Perry, who's the CEO of Romsey Mill, but also by Peter Burrows, CEO of the Cambridge Building Society. Very good afternoon to you all.
Good afternoon.
And Peter, as a man who's got tills and money and stuff pretty much close to hand, do you want to give us the total for this year's Bridge the Gap Walk? Because I understand it's quite a good number.
I'd be very pleased to. We've done a lot more than just count the coppers. There were some pound notes in there as well. So I'm pleased to announce, Neil, that the grand total money raised by this year's, or rather last year's, Bridge the Gap Walk was £30,370.
That is amazing. £30,370. Peter, do you have to hand how that compares over previous years? Obviously, past couple of years, it's been a little bit down because it's all been done virtually, hasn't it?
Yes. I mean, during the pandemic, we had to do the walk in a different way, and people could still do the walk, but they did it by themselves rather than in 2022. We got back to doing it communally. So, yeah, the money that we've raised is actually back to a similar level as it was in 2017, 2018. So we're back in the game. And of course, we've got plans to make it even bigger and better in the future.
Excellent. Well, we'll look at 2023's event in a moment. Let's turn to the two charities who are supported. Let's go first of all to you, Sharon, at the Arthur Rank Hospice Charity. Good to get a couple of quid at the start of the year, isn't it?
Every penny really makes a difference to our charity. We're so grateful to our community for supporting us with this event and in every other way they do, because we need to raise significant funds to be able to provide all of the services that we provide throughout Cambridgeshire for people in their own homes, in the community, for people coming into our services in the building, the inpatient unit and our Living Well service. So, yeah, absolutely every penny makes a massive difference.
And also from the point of view, because you've got a team of volunteers, both the charities have a team of volunteers. I mean, they're very much part of it, aren't they? On the day, on Parker's Piece, you know, there's Arthur Rank stuff and Romsey Mill stuff everywhere you look. And Cambridge Building Society stuff, it has to be said.
Yes, and our volunteers truly are wonderful people. Many of them, of course, are motivated to volunteer for us because they have had experience of our care for somebody they love, and that's a great motivator. We also get people who want to get some experience in the health and social care sector, and younger people who want to give something back. And we couldn't do anything, including Bridge the Gap or anything else that we do, without our volunteers. So we are truly, truly grateful to them.
Indeed, indeed. And I guess, Neil, same story for you, really. Romsey Mill, I mean, I love the way that these two charities cover Cambridge from cradle through, sadly, through to grave, pretty much, don't you? And it is that, isn't it? That's the beauty of Bridge the Gap. For you guys as well, great opportunity to get out there, be seen and to meet the public.
Absolutely. It's wonderful collaboration. I think, Romsey Mill's mission, our work really, complements that of Arthur Rank Hospice Charity. We're not competing. And I would say that the Bridge the Gap event, it's not a competitive event. It's about a community event. It's communal, as Peter was saying. It's collaborative. And it's a joy for us to work alongside Arthur Rank Hospice Charity. And a joy to benefit from the faithful support of the headline partner, the Cambridge Building Society, and our other sponsors, particularly through the 2 years where we weren't able to run the event in person, but we ran it, as it were, with individuals being able to go and do their own walk. I think the fact that the Cambridge and our other sponsors continue to support at the same level through those 2 years has really enabled us to bounce back, as we've done our first in-person event this last September, and to achieve so much through that in terms of funds raised, but also in terms of the fun raised, the joy, the community, the togetherness of this event. It is unique.
I mean, that is the thing, isn't it? The Cambridge people themselves have all risen to it as well. As soon as you tell them you're back on Parker's Peace, out they come. And that's the beauty of it, isn't it? Peter, from your point of view as a building society, I mean, you've well over a decade's worth of sponsorship now. Headline sponsor. This is a big commitment for you, isn't it?
It is. I think we're into our 15th year of sponsoring it now. And we wouldn't have it any other way. It's a, as Neil was just saying, it's a fabulous event. I mean, the main reason we do it, of course, is to raise money for the two charities, for Arthur Rank Hospice Charity and for Romsey Mill. But we also do it just because it's a great, fun event. For some reason, the sunshine gods always seem to smile on us in sort of early September. And you just get the opportunity to walk around, you know, some beautiful buildings in Cambridge. There's always one or two areas opened up that aren't generally open to the general public. So it really is worth doing the walk and sort of seeing a few special places that you might not otherwise see. And as the guys were saying, it's just a fabulous feel-good community event. It's something that's very close to our hearts. I mean, we employ a little over 200 people here in Cambridge, and typically we've got 100 plus of our team members involved in the event in some way, whether that's kind of organising it in advance or being there or marshalling it on the day or simply buying something from the wonderful Arthur Rank cake stall, which I was a frequent flyer to this year because there were some really nice ones up for sale. But yeah, all in all, it's just a wonderful, unique event.
So with that in mind, looking forward to 2023's event. Will the Cambridge still be there?
Oh, for sure, definitely. Yes, we wouldn't have it any other way.
Excellent, excellent.
Thank
you, Peter. There you are, you heard it first here. Let's look at 2023 then. Sharon, have we got dates? Neil, have we got dates in the diary? Do we know when it's going to be?
We have. We can proudly announce it's going to be Sunday the 10th of September. So everybody listening, get that date in your diary and look out for opportunities to register, as Peter was saying. We want to make this even bigger and better. I think it was a fantastic event last year and we were very blessed with the sunshine. It's also important to remember that it was a sad time. We were a nation in mourning, remembering our former queen. So I think the fact that we got the numbers that we did, I think it was around 1,300 people who took part last year. There was some uncertainty about whether the event could go ahead. We took advice from the Lord Lieutenant of Cambridge, Julie Spence, to say we should. I'm very pleased we are that we did, and in an appropriate spirit, marking the time we were in. But what we're really hoping is that in 2023 we can really push those numbers up again and get more people having the joyous experience as well as raising even more money for our two charities.
Indeed.
And it's great, Sharon, isn't it, that we see people returning year after year to the Bridge the Gap walk event, but each year we welcome people who are there for the first time. And so whether you've done it, you know, 10 times or 15 times, do come back again this next year and bring those that haven't had the positive experience of Bridge the Gap. You know, I'd also want to mention, alongside obviously the Cambridge Building Society as the headline sponsor and key partner, I mean, the Cambridge Building Society, not only do they sponsor, but they're part of the planning group that meets each month through the year to put on the event, as is the Rotary Club of Cambridge and the co-op, the local co-op, come and help both on the day, but in the planning. Would also want to mention Cambridge University Press and Assessment and the TTP Group, our other sponsors. You know, it is only by coming together in the way we do, individuals, companies, small businesses, the whole community, the Cambridge colleges. We're so grateful that each and every year they open up their wonderful buildings and spaces to us. So, looking forward to welcoming people back and people for the first time.
Absolutely. Well, Cambridge 105 Radio and the Cambridge Independent, very happy to be media partners on this. And, of course, if you want the latest information when they finally tell us which colleges they're going to go through and all that sort of stuff, you'll hear it first here. But for now, let's just say £30,370. Well done, everybody. That was a great result. Thanks to all those people who took part. And 10th of September, then, Parker's Peace. I'll put the date in my diary. For now, Sharon Allen, CEO of the Arthur Rank Hospice Charity, Neil Perry, CEO of Romsey Mill, and Peter Burrows, CEO of the Cambridge Building Society. Thanks so much indeed. Well done. Congratulations. And thanks for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Neil.
Thank you, Neil.
Cambridge 105 Radio.